24 minutes past seven. Vous parlez français? Ein Wildgrilliger Agat. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Perhaps you do, perhaps you don't. But languages have always had a reputation for being quite hard. A perception blamed for falling numbers of students studying them at school. French down by 63% in England, I understand. 67% for German. Now the Northern Ireland Exams Board, the CCEA, is to investigate whether these languages are marked too severely. It's in response to concerns that it's harder to get high marks in languages than in other subjects. In England, they've concluded that French and German exams should be marked less severely. Well, Janice Carruthers is Professor of French at Queen's and on a council looking into how to promote languages. And Justin Edwards is the chief executive of CCEA. Good morning to you both. Justin, either you make an adjective agree with a noun in French, or you get the word order right in German, or you get it wrong. How can you mark more easily?
So our review will really take into consideration how these subjects are marked at the grade levels in comparison to each other, but also in comparison to other subjects. So we'll look at how learners perform with inside the subjects. And as with the report from England yesterday, if any of these subjects are being marked more severely, if you like, in terms of not just the individual question papers, but oral examinations and all the various
aspects.
But why
should it be that they would be marked more severely?
It's very difficult to make comparators between subjects, but there are statistical methodologies, if you like. There's four parts, really. First part is looking at the statistics in terms of what the outcomes are and comparing when a student takes one or more subject, those in comparison to each other. But the other people we have to listen to, of course, is the subject teachers, who tell us that they perceive that there are some difficulties. Higher education professionals, such as Janice and the work that they do, in terms of that, but also trying to understand from the learner's perspective as well, is it a factor, is it a detractor from actually participating in the subject?
Janice, if you make it easier to get a higher mark, you're going to make people think they're better than they actually are, aren't you?
Morning, Noel. Yes, well, this has been a concern. This question of severe grading has been a concern in the languages sector for the last number of years. And what is actually happening is, in fact, the reverse of that, which is that pupils are losing confidence in languages and are opting out. And we know this from a number of surveys that have looked at the barriers to uptake of languages. And
has it changed? The marking, the language hasn't changed, obviously.
Well, what we know is that if we trace, as Justin has mentioned, there are a number of statistical methods for looking at this, but we know that if we trace pupils' performance right through from primary school up to GCSE and on to A-level, we see languages there as an outlier in terms of how those pupils are performing when they get to GCSE and A-level and what we would expect relative to their previous performance. And that's what Ofqual have looked at in England, found that French and German were absolute outliers and have made the change here. It's not a question of making them easier to mark. It's a question of bringing them into line with other subjects so that pupils have the right to expect to get what they deserve.
Interestingly, I talked about the fall off in studying of French and German. Spanish has had a 75% increase in England. Is that because Spanish is easier?
No, I don't think any of us would say that any language is any more difficult than another. But it is true that the uptake of Spanish has been better than the uptake of both French and German. And yesterday, I think the statistics must have shown to Ofqual that it was French and German that were particular outliers, which is why they've made the move on those two languages.
Reading one of the articles in the papers today on this, someone was saying it's nothing to do with the difficulty of the language or the marking. It's the difficulty of getting good teachers.
I think that there are a range of factors in terms of why learners choose to participate. Obviously, in England, they'd highlighted the availability of teachers in some subject areas may be a causal effect. Also, just some attitudes to whether they want to participate in the subject, whether it's available in the school. But then also perceptions can run around qualifications and their difficulty as well. What we want to do is actually test some of those perceptions out in the same way as Ofqual has in terms of the languages that are offered.
And it's not a matter of you saying, do French and German or indeed Irish or Spanish, you'll get a better mark, it's easy.
Like I said, it's ensuring that there is consistency between the languages and ensuring that there is a standard between those languages. And the decision taken in England, as Janice said, was to adjust French and German, but not to adjust Spanish to leave it where it was. And we'll look at the same for the languages.
Janice, you're on this council looking at ways to increase the uptake of languages. Is it the feeling that letting people get better marks will automatically do that? Is there a direct correlation?
So, no, it's not a direct correlation in that there are a number of factors at work. I mean, we know that, you know, we've talked about this before, Global English, there's a major push on STEM subjects and so forth. However, what we do know from lots of different surveys is that the question of severe grading is the major barrier. So it's extremely important that that issue is addressed.
OK, Janice Crothers and Justin Lippers, thank you both very much indeed. Au revoir.